Well, to be fair, I think we're looking at as the investment coming in. Julian and myself have only a certain amount of money that we can invest, and these gentlemen that are coming in have got a better fiscal balance than we have.
And what was it just about the timing for you? Because I know you're a fan yourself. We had the Paladini failed takeover last year. What was it about this one that made it go through and made it go through so quickly as well, it seemed?
Well, it didn't go through quickly. I mean, people have done, but we've actually been talking to him since last May, since the Paladini one fell through. So, we wanted to make sure that they have the fiscal prowess to be able to turn around and push the club forward. Now, that's not saying that they will spend the money, but they are capable of it and they have that behind them.
You must have a certain set of conditions. I imagine you won't be selling the club unless you felt it comfortable that they were going to take the club forward.
Well, I think they've got the capability to do that. I mean, no one can turn around and guarantee, as Ali said to me yesterday on Look North, there's been people coming and haven't done it. I don't think these people are that type of people. I think they'll come in and hopefully realise that what a club they've got. I think it's important that they understand that Bradford City is a unique club, and it's unique because of the fire, and because that fire galvanised the whole city. And I think we changed in 85 from a club that perhaps was where the footballers were the footballers and the owners were the owners and the fans were the fans. And I think we truly are a club that are galvanised together. The players talk to the fans talk to the players, the owners talk to the fans, the owners talk to the players. It truly is a club that does that now, and I hope they don't lose that.
We talk to a lot of players that have gone back, just to watch a game. They always talk about it being a family, and I suppose that's something that's really got to be kept, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're a family-oriented club. We brought the prices down so we can make sure that families can come in and watch. And it was never about the money when I got involved. It was never about selling out and making a profit. I couldn't care less, to be fair. I never went in it to make any sort of money. So for me, it's always been about making sure that Bradford City could exist. And now it's perhaps looking at being realistic and saying, how can we get into the Premier League?
And looking at the way that Bradford has been in the past, obviously, he nearly went bust twice. We all know about his financial problems. But in the last few years, it's been turning over a small profit. And that's something you've got to be really proud of, I suppose, that the way that the club has turned around and the way that now it is a financially viable club again.
Yeah, since I came in 9 years ago, we haven't posted a loss that we haven't had covered by income. So we've always made sure that, things that have come into the club, transfers, cup runs, has been able to make sure that any losses that we sustained in a year meant really that we broke even. And I'm proud of that.
And it's a shame it couldn't end with a fairy tale and getting to Wembley again, but you've seen quite a few Wembley trips over these last 4 years as well, and it's not always been the case that Bradford have been a good cup team and getting up through the league. So, I mean, it's been some really special moments since 2007, but more in these last 4 years, hasn't there, Mark?
Yeah, they are. I think the last the club has changed. One of the best decisions that certainly me and Julian have ever made, and certainly I have, and I'll put my hand down, is getting Phil Parkinson and making sure that Phil were on board and giving him a little bit of leeway to work on his own. We perhaps don't interfere as much as foreign owners do, and perhaps that's a lesson to be learnt by foreign owners, that really, when it comes to the management of the football side, let them manage it. When you're not happy, get rid of them. That's my philosophy. Until then, let them manage it.
And we've seen, obviously, through the years, some Bradford fans were a bit wary when it was first announced about the takeover, just because of what's been seen at the likes of Charlton and Blackpool. And
well, I think you've got to be. It's difficult. Those takeovers, I don't know whether they were fan-owned clubs from that. So it's a little bit more now. Because it's going to be a bit scary when they've had fans that have owned it. But we can't own it forever. We only are ever custodians of the football club. And, what we've done is we've passed it on in good order. And we hope that the people that are taking it on take it further. Because we're all Bradford City fans. We all want Bradford to do well. Players, fans, me, the new owners, we all, you know, have that goal. You know, nobody's going to go into this to make sure that we turn around. There's no asset stripping. You know, it's really about how we can move the club forward, and hopefully, and you can never, you know, just, you've got to remember, there's going to be another 23 teams in this league all wanting to do what we're wanting to do. So we've got to try to make sure that we finish high enough up so we get promoted.
You're right there, and they're not far off it as well either, only 5 points off of the automatics this time around. I suppose Phil Pyson, he said he wants to bridge that next season. It's not like there's a massive amount of roots that need digging up, it's just maybe a few more players, a little bit tweaking it, and they will be right up there again.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got to be sensible in what we're doing, and you know, let's not throw, you know, there's some players here that we need to keep. For me, I'd certainly be looking at keeping a few, and I think we've got to make sure that we build on that somehow, whether that be on long-term loans that seemed to work last year very well for us, and we've got a good relationship with some clubs now, or whether that be in getting them in and being our players and improving the squad that way.
And just looking at the takeover again there, Mark, when we talk about it, a lot of the fans don't know a lot about these people because there's not too much, even a quick Google research or anything like that, you can find out about them. I mean, what have your experience been with these with the new owners? What have you made of them as people?
They seem genuinely honest people, and that's all you can ask for. No, they seem to want to do well, and they're not looking at this as a short-term game. You know, I'm talking to Stefan, who's the man with the money, really, and he turns around and says he wants to get in the Premier League. So it's a win-win, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if he gets in the Premier League and then he wants to sell, fine, by me. You know, he's done his job by getting us there.
Yeah, you're right there, and it would be fantastic to see Bradford back in the Premier League once again. I remember one of my first games of Bradford against Manchester United, taking him to 0-0 at half time, and then him beating us 3-0. But good memories all the same. Anyway,
I can remember that.
Yeah, I remember sat in the cop at the time. One of the fans in front of me said, "We're going to absolutely do him here. We're going to absolutely do him. We're going to beat him. We're going to beat him." And then ended up losing 3-0.
I thought we were 4-0, isn't that when? Isn't that the wonder goal from little gingerhead midfielder?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I know, because it was
from
also
the corner.
Yeah, because it was also Darren Fletcher's debut as well. That game, I remember him coming on as a sub. Yeah, because he didn't make much of an impression. I thought, oh, it's just another no-oper, and then he goes on and plays for him for 10 years and picks up all these trophies. But I mean, it'd be great to see them back in the big time again, though, Matt.
Cool. There you go, Scholes.
Scholes, yeah.
It was the volley from the free kick when it was scored.
That's right, yeah. Absolute beauty, that one.
I'm sure it was for that. Because we held them till 0-0 till the 70th minute, and Walsh miskicked it.
Yeah.
Went round him.
Oh, I remember that. I remember thinking as a young kid as well, back when I was about 7 years old at the time, thinking, oh, if we're going to be playing Manchester United every season, this is going to be absolutely brilliant. It just wasn't to me. Just looking at it, Mike, I mean, in terms of selling the club, obviously it was Paladini last year. But what brought on the sale of it being to these German owners? Was it always that, you know, if it was someone that could come in and progress the club, or was there's a club up for sale anyway? Was it maybe that you and Julie went to go to the club?
No. I mean, to be fair, I'd still like to stay, but you know, that wasn't to be. So you know, I would have liked to have a small shareholding and try to help them, but they wanted to go by themselves. So you've got to go with what they want to do if they want to take it forward. So that's where we were. So we were looking at someone who had the capacity to take it forward, fiscally wise. Obviously, they've never run a football club before, so we'll help as much as we can, or as much as they want us to. It is a vast, vast learning curve that you come on when you run a football club from running a business. It's nothing like it.
Mm. And he's been such a big part of your life, Mark, for many years. It does seem like he's one of those things where it's because it is such a big part of your life. I imagine you will still be going down as a fan. I can quite imagine that. But he's also one of those where how has it been your whole tenure as an owner, or as co-chairman of Bradford City, and what has it been like to being involved in that club as well?
Well, it's been a roller coaster ride. The first 4 years were awful, but we've managed to turn it round. And I always knew, you know, I was hoping we could turn it round in a year when I first came in, but I realised, you know, that we had to do it in small bite-sized chunks, and that's been down to players that we've brought in. Really, you know, you turn around and people are talking about the players that we've got now, but you know, people like Lee Bullock, you know, coming in, changing that midfield, and then people like Naki Wells changing the attacking formation, Gary Jones, and then you move on from them, and so it's all those that have moved us on, you know. And I don't think there's enough thanks goes to them, you know. And I certainly would, you know, right to the players that have come through all the way, all from the 9 years and have improved us. Peter Thorne, you know, just very, I'm just saying odd ones here, but there's, you know, all of them that have come in through, they deserve a pat on the back, because they all move Bradford City forward.
Yeah, they certainly have, and he's in a much better position than it was 4 years ago, climbed half of the Football League table. But how about yourself and Rhodes, Mark? Was it always how was that relationship during the ownership of Bradford City?
I've got good working relationship. When I came in, you know, although I only had 33% of the profit shares, so you know there was two shares. There was the voting shares and the profit shares. So I only owned 33% because his father owned 33%, and Julian did. But the voting shares were always 50-50, so it was an equal decision. So we got on well, good working relationship. His strengths are probably my weaknesses, and his weaknesses are probably my strengths.
And just looking at it now, Mark, I know I've seen you in North Parade a couple of times after the games. I don't think you'll ever have to buy a pint up there again, will you?
Oh, I don't know. They keep asking me for drinks up there. At least I'm doing that now.